Hello everybody, welcome to episode 68 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 2nd of July 2007. And now I'm about to do another plug, yes, another plug for the band that I really love to bits, which is called Miss 29. That's Miss 29. If you want to hear the stuff, I know I've done this plug, I've got dead to think how many times. Anyway, if you want to listen to the stuff, if you go to myspace.com/miss 29, on that you can listen to some of the tracks. Anyhow, their first single is out today, which is called Over the Barricade. It's available apparently to buy most good record stores, so that's HMV, Virgin and all that lot, and you can also download it from iTunes and some other good download stores. Anyway, another reason why I want to speak about them again is because they've been kind of getting people to like phone up radio stations and email them to get them to play the song. Anyway, so there's a radio show on Radio 2 that's just sort of played at night, and it's by a DJ called Janice Long or something. I think that's the name. So I hope I've got a name. But anyway, so far she's played her song twice. And last night they played them again. But even better than that, I just not long sent them an email asking them to play it, and then about 3 minutes later, there it was. But then even better than that, she read out an email that I'd sent, and so I'm just about to do a quick edit job and stick the message in that she read. So just hold on a minute, the message will suddenly play just after I finish whittering on.
Over the Barricades, and that's Mesh 29. And bizarrely, when I turned round, there was an email there from somebody saying, heard you play the boys on your show last week, and I have been supporting them from the start. They're such a rare talent that you don't realise till you see a live show. And I know they've been working so hard, singles out today, and it'd be great if they get in the chart, Spencer. So thank you. And somebody else who said that they went to see them at the Met Lounge on Friday, and they were great. Really hope that they come and play live on the show, says Gordon.
So there we go, my name got played on Radio 2, and if you want to hear the whole show again, you can go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio2, and then if you click on the listen again thing, and if you click on Janice Long, and if you click to listen on the show that was on Sunday night, you'll hear my email getting read out. Woohoo, I'm so pleased by that. Now on to some other stuff that's been happening in the UK. If you've been watching the news in the past couple of days, which I'm sure most of you will do, you would have heard about this bomb attacks in London that happened on, I think what day it was now, Friday was it? Yes, Friday. Luckily, they didn't go off, so luckily nobody was hurt. And then just the other day, which was Saturday, another attempted bomb went off in Glasgow, and this is what I really can't believe, is normally when you have any attacks, it's generally, either in Britain it always happens, and generally, London and Manchester, even when I had the whole problems with the IRA and all that lot again, Scotland never got attacked, so I just can't believe it's actually now moved up to Scotland. It's sort of pretty obvious why it has happened, because now we've got the first, well, if it's the first, but we've definitely got our Scots Prime Minister, which is Gordon Brown, so that won't help matters, because he's been doing his big speeches about how much that he likes Scotland, and, well, he's from Scotland and all that lot. And also, I think the reason why they're going to start attacking Scotland, because Scotland, as you may know if you're into sport, is also on the sort list for getting the Commonwealth Games. It's basically a choice between Glasgow and somewhere else. I can't remember the other city, so just there's a 50-50 chance that Glasgow will get the Commonwealth Games, which I hope they do get the Commonwealth Games, but I just hope if they do get it, it doesn't mean that some idiots are going to try and do even more bomb attacks. I don't know what the trying to prove, because British people, well, most people laugh about it, are not going to let idiots like that, the minority people, affect what we get from day-to-day life. So the chance of you getting hit by a bomb if somebody does blow one up or not particularly that high, but even then it just sort of some ways put you off. As normally it would go down to London for Pride, which happened on the 29th. Normally it would go down, but this year I'm trying to save money up to go up to Scotland, so luckily I didn't go down. And if I had mentioned me going down, it would probably change my mind. Was the idea of going down to London when they had the bomb the day before, so it might put you off a little bit. Anyway, that's all for this podcast. As I said before, please, please, please can you go to your local record store and please buy Mesh 29's new single, because I really do want to turn on the top 40 next week and hear that they've at least gotten to the top 20, even better the top 10, and if not, number 1. But I doubt they'll get to number 1, but hopefully they'll do very well. So I probably won't speak to you now till Sunday, when if they get to number 1, I'll be like, whoo! So anyway, that's all for this podcast. Bye, people, for now. Bye-bye!